February 2, Christ in the home. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. John 2, 1 and 2. On the occasion of the marriage feast, Christ desired to express his sympathy with and approval of those at the wedding. Christ did not come to this world to forbid marriage or to break down or destroy the relationship and influence which exists in the domestic circle. He came to restore, elevate, purify, and ennoble every current of pure affection, that the family on earth might become a symbol of the family in heaven. Mothers are under the tender care of heavenly angels. How interestedly the Lord Jesus knocks at the doors of families where there are little children to be educated and trained. How gently he watches over the mother's interest, and how sad he feels to see children neglected. In the home, characters are formed. Human beings are molded and fashioned to be either a blessing or a curse. To the mother, the Lord has committed the younger members of the family as they come into our world, weak and helpless. Infinite wisdom and infinite love does not commit this gentle office so pregnant with eternal results to the fathers full of business plans and cares. Woman's heart is full of patience and love if that woman has surrendered her heart to God. She must cooperate with God and her husband in training the precious souls entrusted to her to grow up into Christ Jesus. And the father, relying upon the grace of God, should bear the sacred responsibility that rests upon him as the husband, which means house band. In babyhood and childhood, when the nature is pliable, God would have the firmest impressions made for right. A battle is constantly going on between the prince of life and the prince of this world. The question to be settled is, whom will the mother choose as her co-worker to mold and fashion the characters of her children? If she will learn that love is the key to the souls of her children, Christ will preside in the home, filling it with heavenly sunshine. This is his work in every home that will admit him.